Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to let go of baggage from past relationships and find lasting love now? What are you waiting for? Stay tuned. Welcome to the Healthy Baby Boomers Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, licensed mental health counselor, love mentor, and relationship healer, and somatic body psychotherapist and health and wellness coach, helping men and women heal their bodies and their relationships through love. Author of the Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me book series, the romantic novel Love in the Blizzard of Life, and creator of Healing Through Love seminars, Love Lessons for the Soul, many virtual summit packages, and the Love Mastery Secrets Blueprint. This show is all about living your dreams, fulfilling your life purpose, and creating and sustaining love and health and total well-being for the rest of your life, no matter what age you are right now. In every episode, I speak with vibrant, exciting, and positive men and women who are proving that life can and often does get better and better as we reach our 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond. Alicia Waters is a women's empowerment life after divorce coach who shares with other women the lessons she learned from her past pain, life, and relationship experiences. Her sole purpose is to help women live happier lives by providing for them the knowledge, encouragement, and the tools they need to find and keep a new and more fulfilling life partner. With Alicia's guidance, women are coming into alignment with what they want in a relationship, what they really want, releasing their patterns, blocks, and some of those limiting beliefs, and embarking on lives and that really include love after their divorce journey with confidence. So it's my pleasure to talk with you today, Alicia Waters. Welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Erica. I'm so happy to be here.
It's such a pleasure. I know what it's like to put on a summit because I've put many on, and your topic is so valuable. So many people need to know how to find love after they have a severe breakup like a divorce. So please, before you talk about that, let's hear about your background. What led you to get involved with talking about this topic and helping women?
Sure. So I guess it's a given that I'm divorced. And, you know, I was married for 7 years. And after my divorce, when I decided I was ready to step back out there in the scene of dating and everything, I realized that, you know, emotionally, I had some work to do. And even as far as dating and meeting new people, it was a lot of things that I didn't know. And, you know, I struggled a little bit. And I wanted to make sure that other women didn't go through that and they received the kind of support that they needed as they, you know, go into this new transition of life. We all could use support and help. And I just said, let me pay it forward. All those lessons that I've learned, I wanted to reach out to other women and just be there for them. Yeah. So that's how I got started with being a whole. Mm-hmm.
So tell us about some of the problems that you ran into or situations.
Yeah, sure. So lack of confidence, you know, being married for such a long time, I didn't have a lot of confidence stepping back out there. You know, I think sometimes emotionally you kind of say, was it me? Is it me that something was all wrong with? And And so when you try to, when you're out there in front of someone new, all these emotional things happen to you and you just feel overwhelmed. It was an overwhelming experience and it was a scary experience. I was a little fearful too at first. I remember it took me a long time to even step back out there. I remember actually my mom and my best friend, they're like, oh, you need to get back out there and this, that, and there. And I just felt, I thought I wasn't ready. So I felt a lot of those common blocks that a lot of people feel after divorce.
Well, another thing that happens, and I don't know if you experienced it, is that the world has changed. So if you were married for 7, 10, 20 years, and then you get out into the world, it may be very different from the way it was when you were single before. Did you experience
yes,
that?
Yes, exactly. Oh, yes, yes, definitely. I felt like it was a whole new world because even just, you know, when you're married, you kind of have tunnel vision. You're only focused on, you know, obviously your husband or your wife, whoever you may be married to. And I had tunnel vision my whole marriage. So building the single life, that was a whole new adventure for me. So, yeah, I struggled. I struggled with a lot of those things.
What I'm thinking about is technology, the difference that's happened over the last, I don't know how many years. Did you find something like that a big change?
Yes, because, well, once I decided that I was ready to approach dating, I everything's different for everyone's situation. I know for me, I decided to online date because I was working a full-time job and I didn't have time to really go out and socialize with people as much as I would like to. So I decided to online date, which I'm not plugging that, you know, it's nothing wrong with going out and meeting people. It's actually something that I recommend as well, but it's just different avenues to dating. And that was the avenue that I chose because of my particular circumstances. And, you know, you meet a lot of interesting people. I'll say the word interesting. You meet a lot of interesting people online. And, you know, you could either let them scare the heck out of you or you can push past, you know, I call them the crazies, and know that you're
right.
Searching for something more, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, it's not easy. That's what I mean. It used to be that people only met by going to some social events or being fixed up, and this is a whole different world. And it can be scary, but it could also be fun.
Yeah. Yes, yes. It's all about your mindset around it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also, I always say that you may go online and use it as practice, and then you could be anywhere, in the grocery store or Starbucks, anywhere, and connect with someone. But you could be in the mindset because you've been dating online. All right, so I have a question to ask you. What does it take for a woman truly heal from the emotional pain that's associated with most divorces?
Yeah, so something to remember about healing is that it won't happen overnight, right? It's a process.
Right.
You have to give yourself time to process your new reality. You know, sometimes being divorced is like a smack in the face. It's like, oh, this new whole life now that you have in front of you. So first, give yourself time. Something else you can do is, some people are often in a state of denial, and they don't make the proper and necessary changes that they need to now that they're divorced. And I guess an example would be money changes. You know, for some people. You were living a certain type of a lifestyle when you were married. And now, you know, that's one less of an income. So now you have to live a whole kind of a whole different kind of a lifestyle. So denial is another important point. And also just doing the emotional work. You know, a lot of people, when it comes to the healing process, they're depressed. They don't know how to forgive. They're angry. And when it comes to anger, you know, it's important to remember that you have to forgive people, which will help you to cut out being angry. Forgiveness is something that I tell people that you do for yourself. You know, Forgiveness helps you to let go of the pain and move forward. And it's not always easy, you know, I'm not saying that it's easy, but it's a major important part. I always tell people that, you know, forgiveness is a good thing because people, you know, it'll help you give you back your power when you forgive someone. Because when you don't forgive people, I feel like they hold that power over you. You know, they're walking around in their life. They're happy. You know, they're living their life. They're with their new person. And, you know, you're angry at them and you haven't forgiven them. So forgiveness and anger is something that has to be worked on emotionally in order to heal.
Yes, yeah, so much of what you're angry at is that they ruined your little bubble. You know, you were happy in the situation and then they ruined it. But you don't understand maybe what their needs were. And maybe you were not satisfying their needs, whatever they were, even if they're not rational needs, you know. So that's where also you need to come into your own strengths. And by breaking up with this person who took good care of you and financially or whatever other way, that can make you grow enormously where you have inner strength. And that leads to my next question. Like, how do you help women to let go of the past, release the emotional blocks, and start moving forward?
Yes, well, I help them to pinpoint what's really going on because sometimes we're not sure. I know for me, after my divorce, I wasn't always sure, like, what was going on with me. I honestly thought I was fine. I know that sounds weird.
Yeah.
But I thought I was perfectly fine.
It's a real physiological thing.
Yes, no, definitely. Some people, you know, you could look at them and you could tell that they're angry. Some people, you look at them, you could tell that they're depressed. I wasn't really angry. I kind of, you know, with my divorce, I kind of saw it leading to that. Of course, I tried to prevent it, but it didn't work out that way. So I help women to really pinpoint what is going on, because sometimes, like I said, you don't know. So once we get to the bottom of what is going on, whether it be you need help healing, you have blocks as far as stepping back out there, meeting someone new. Remember, we're talking about love after divorce, so even if it's blocks with, you know, how to date, because some people, like we just talked about, you don't know how to approach it. So I just talk about even confidence, because I've had people reach out to me about confidence. They don't feel confident. They, you know, and I help them with self-discovery, too. Because it's important to know who you are now that you are, you know, now that you're divorced.
Well, but I was thinking something else also, that there are people that think they're fine, you know, because they're not facing the issue. So their body seems okay, but it's all held together. And then you can go out on a date or you could do something and you blow up about some small thing. I mean, you could be inappropriate because you haven't been dealing with the issues that are really there.
Yes, no, definitely. I remember my first date. it was very interesting, Dr. Erica. And you know, I remember driving home and I was thinking, I don't know if I ever want to do this again. But then I told myself, I said, you know, this is not the norm, and, you know, I don't like to let one bad experience dictate my whole life, and that's something else I tell my clients, you know. Don't let this divorce define who you are, dictate who you are going to be. You have a chance to live, to be a whole new person and live a whole new brand life. It's a whole new start, a divorce. So, yeah, it's something to keep in mind.
Yeah. No, you're making me realize that people can be mean, and you can meet someone who tells you you're not pretty enough or you're too old. They could just add to your insecurity. But it's really just one person, and it's the wrong person. It's funny. Wow.
Yeah, no, definitely.
So do you have any suggestions about how women can handle the child care issues or court issues or control issues with an ex-spouse comes up when we're getting divorced?
Wow, that's an interesting question. I mostly deal with women I touch on that a little bit because that's an interesting topic to talk about. Like when it comes to childcare issues, now it could be difficult because now, you know, you don't have the support of your ex, depending on the situation, but sometimes men drop from the planet once they realize they're divorced and they disown not only you, but they disown the child. So, you know,
right.
It's a process when it comes to child care and child support because a lot of women, they don't receive the financial, the financial needs that they need from their ex, all because their ex is mad at them and they totally ignore the child. That's a common thing and more common than you believe, and it's unfortunate. So I just help them figure out a game plan. Like, okay, so now the ex is out of the picture. I help them to come up with a plan as to how can they go about affording childcare? How can they go about finding the right person to help them with their child and just help them to transform their new life? Because like I said, divorce is just a new life for you right now. And I just help them and go over proper stuff that they need to take in order to achieve their goals. So whatever those goals are, yeah.
Thing that you said, that it's a new life. And that's why it can be so difficult because the person doesn't want this new life. He wanted that happy little marriage, even if it wasn't so happy. Just the sense of maybe false security that this person is there.
Yeah, definitely. I know for me, I had this husband, wife, and kids and white picket fence idea in my head for many, many years. And, you know, during the course of my marriage, I realized it wasn't going to happen, you know. And I, you know, during my divorce, I made the decision. I said, you know what, I am not going to not live my dream of buying a house just because I'm not married anymore. So what did I do after Erica? I went out and I bought myself a house without a husband.
Wow.
And I made that I did that for me. And I made sure that I did that because, you know, I didn't want to look back and have regrets and say I didn't do it because of that. I did it for me. So it's important to take leaps of faith and to do something for yourself, something that, you know, sometimes we have those blocks where we feel like, I don't want to do this because I'm, you know, my ex is not here, or I don't want to do this because I don't have the significant other in my life anymore. And I just decided I'm not going to entertain those thoughts or those feelings, and I'm going to do things and step out of my comfort zone, because that's what it is, stepping out of your comfort zone, and I'm going to make myself happy.
Wow, that's great. And I'm thinking of so many women that get divorced or the spouse passes away, and she doesn't realize how many things he was handling in the house, like the gutters and the air conditioning unit, all these things. And suddenly she has to handle it. But it's empowering as you start to learn about it, and you can get help from other men or women. You know, people that do know how to handle it. You can hire people. It always helps to have money, though. When you're short of money,
yeah, definitely.
You have to do so much yourself. but it's
empowering. Well, I know for me, YouTube became my best friend. Yes.
Mm-hmm. YouTube, right. Funny.
Yeah.
All right, so another question. What do you recommend that a woman do to prepare herself to attract, find a man who she really will find caring, loving, compatible, like to find a Mr. Right, no matter what's happened before?
Sure. So first, doing a lot of the inner work that, you know, we talked about earlier. Also, work on the best you can be for this new person in this new relationship. Work on making yourself, you know, better for this new person. Get back in touch with who you used to be before you got married. You know, if you were married for 2, 3, 4, 10, 30 years, you know, when you're married, you have to give up things out of respect for your spouse, you know? And so you kind of evolve, and not in a bad way, But, you know, you kind of evolve because you're now in this marriage with this person. And now that you're single again, you have to find out who you were before you were married, you know? So find out who that woman was before you were married so that you can get back in touch with her because, you know, you're single now and that's who you are, hopefully with a little bit of advancement, but, you know, get back in touch with who you used to be. Mm-hmm.
But there are these things that you suppress, like you like tennis or skiing and your partner doesn't like it, so you stop doing it. There's all kinds of things like that. And you can get back to them and feel good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I've met people, like their ex didn't want to go out. They just like to be inside all the time, so they hardly ever went out.
Oh, that's
a common thing. Get out. Oh, yeah.
Or they go out, but they go out like one person I know, the spouse likes to go out drinking with drinking buddies, and she doesn't like to drink. So that's a problem, you know. If you're not, if you don't have the same interest in going out, you know.
Your ex was scared to get on an airplane, and they didn't want to travel because they were scared to get on planes. So now, guess what? You can go anywhere you want and not feel like you're leaving them behind. So it's different, different things you can do now that you're this new you.
And, you know, that's something that we don't talk about much, that in relationships, you know, you choose someone and you're with them, but they may have fears of certain things like getting on a plane, you know, and there are things you may have always wanted to do and you just can't in that situation.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you can, but you never stood up to it.
Yeah,
so anyway,
no, it's true.
How can women approach a new relationship with confidence instead of that fear and holding back and distrusting and worrying about them doing the same thing that their spouse did? Like if the partner cheated, they're afraid this one's going to cheat. How can they stop all of that and approach in a fresh way?
The first step I tell clients is know what you want, okay? When you know what you want, it makes life a whole lot easier because when you are out there dating again or getting in contact with people, it's so easy for you to weed out the Mr. Wrongs because you took the time to – I tell them to write it down. Write down the qualities you want in a man, you know. Do you want him to be successful? Do you want him to be even good looking? Do you want him to be heavily involved in family? Do you want him to be religious? Whatever those qualities you want, write them down, and then that's where the confidence comes in, you know, because now that you know for sure this is what I want, when you step out there again and you become vulnerable, you know, you just know, okay, I'm not going to entertain things that I'm not interested in. So you just become more of a confident person as you go forward. So that's very important.
And I remember lectures that I got from a friend's mother, you know, you're too fussy. That, you know, in the dark, all men are the same. She said something like that. And it was like, no, I wasn't too fussy. You know, whatever I liked to do, I wanted a partner that could share in it or have similar types of interests. So, or have his own interests so we could have fun together rather than someone that would just suppress it.
Yeah, so, no, definitely.
You do. You have to know what you want and trust that it's okay to want that.
Yes, and also stick to it, you know, don't conform. So don't, you know, just because he makes you laugh and he has a beautiful smile, if you know, like, for example, you know, if you know that you're a religious person and you love God, but this person is making you laugh and he has a great smile and he's a nice person, but, you know, good, you know, in your heart of hearts, you want someone who's religious like you are, don't say, well, let me just excuse it, you know, because it'll come up later on as an issue. You don't think it will, but it will. So it's good to just stick to what you want. And no one's going to be 100% perfect. Let me just say that. You know, I'm not saying you're going to have this list and you're going to find, I mean, well, let me not limit God because I believe that God, you know, he can have anything in store for you. But, you know, you just want to stick to the majority of what's on your list, things that are really, really crucial to you so that moving forward, you know, he could really truly be your Mr. Right.
And some of the things that you think you want, if you get the opposite of it, it might even be better for you. So
yes.
That's where you let God handle it. But you said
yes,
something
that is
important
true too.
There. That so many women love this guy who's adorable, good looking, fun to be with in the moment, and they're not evaluating whether or not he fits with their dreams and their lifestyle and their financial
mm-hmm.
level and all of that. So it's so important to evaluate that.
Yes, definitely. And also ask the right questions, you know. Don't be scared
mm-hmm.
when you go out and on a date. Ask them these things that you put on your list, you know. Don't shy away from it. Make sure you know for sure. Don't guess. You know, I tell people you're not a mind reader and neither is the other person. So ask them those questions. Get it out there in the open.
Mm-hmm. So one of the reasons that women do that is this fear that there's scarcity and they finally have someone.
Mm-hmm.
Someone is better than no one. But when you have an open mind, there are a lot of people around and you can meet somebody.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I often remind people, I'm like, there's like a billion people in this world. You know, don't think, oh, this one person is showing me attention, so I just have to stick with him because no one else will. You have to remember your self-worth. You're worth more than gold. You're a beautiful individual that anyone would want to get to know and like. So just keep those things, you know, and I tell clients too, say affirmations if you need to, you know, I am beautiful. I deserve the best, or whatever it is you want to say to yourself to help encourage you to, you know, to be the best you can be and know who you are.
Yes. Okay. So now tell us about the summit. I'm very happy to be one of the participants speaking on the Love After Divorce Summit. So tell us some of the things that we could expect.
Yeah, so thank you so much for being involved, Dr. Erica. So, yes, it's called Love After Divorce, How to Love Again with Confidence and Commitment. And I have about over 20 experts who are experts in relationships and love and healing. I also have an expert to come on and talk to us about abuse and how to overcome it after divorce. The topics are confidence, self-discovery, even an expert who talks about appearance, you know, how to dress now that you're divorced and how your appearance can lead to more confidence in who you are. Mindset, how to approach love after divorce with the correct mindset. What else? It's a lot of important topics that are discussed. Yes, and it's April. It'll start April 2nd to April 12th, and it's called Love After Divorce, How to Love Again with Confidence and Commitment. And you can go to loveafterdivorcetraining.com, loveafterdivorcetraining.com.
Well, the link is on the page here. So,
mm-hmm.
And it just says loveafterdivorce.com, but it goes to that page. And
yes,
it's so exciting. And people really, if you're going through a struggle, if you're thinking about divorce, any of that, at any phase, and not just divorce, if you've had a breakup and you would like to get married or you would like to find a new partner, why not listen to people who have studied this and worked with it? They can help you. There is help. There's a lot of help available. So,
yes,
and putting in a
mm-hmm.
plug for people to really go sign up, and it's free, so why not?
Yes, no, definitely. You know, stop feeling lost. You don't have to feel lost anymore. You know, please sign up for the summit. It's free, and you'll be surprised because just from, you know, me myself interviewing all of these wonderful experts, I've even learned a lot of different things. And you know, you just different perspectives often help. So please, if you feel stuck, if you don't feel encouraged, if you don't feel confident, if you need help dating, anything, healing, please sign up. It's a free online event.
And even if you have a friend that's struggling, or someone you care about. If you sign up, you may find something that you could share with them. So it's really worthwhile. The most important thing when you're struggling is to get support. And there's lots of support here. So, I'm looking forward to watching the summit and enjoying what all the speakers have to say, and you too. And
thank you so much
for participating in the radio show and all, and also for inviting me to be on the summit.
Oh, no, thank you, Dr. Erica, for everything, for your, you know, just for all of your wisdom that you've given me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity.
You're welcome. Okay, and to those of you listening, I'm your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, saying goodbye for now. Please contact me for a consultation or a love mastery session at my website, drericagoodstone.com.